By now, we've endured the ads for back-to-school sales. We've learned how important it is for your middle schooler to dress for success by donning a random assortment of paint samples from your local hardware store. Target got in my head by using a version of David Bowie's Under Pressure, played on those screechy recorders you have to play in the fourth grade. Land's End blew my mind by selling NPR sweatshirts as something cool for preteen girls to wear. Where were those girls when I was in school? With three boys in elementary school, school shopping was an important job this past month. Teachers posted detailed lists of supplies for students to get before the first day even arrives. Glue sticks, crayons, pencils, notebooks, and this year, headphones, so that the education can be poured directly into the ears of our eldest son. Did I mention glue sticks? Each of our twin first graders had to bring 12 glue sticks, 24 in total, to their classroom. At the open house, glue sticks were collected in a bin that represented an amount of stickiness rivaling a successful Cracker Barrel restaurant franchise. I can't imagine a child using this much glue in 1 year of education, but I'm sure it goes somewhere, because the glue disappears by the end of the year. My favorite school supply, then, now, and forever, is the notebook. For me, the notebook was the magic carpet I used to navigate the awkward stage that came after elementary school and ended, well, I'm sure it might end eventually. A good notebook, college ruled, cardboard backed, is a tool of endless potential. Some people like the wide ruled notebooks, but what a waste. I can pinpoint the exact moment I knew what I wanted to do in life to a notebook my mom bought for school. I remember the moment, but not the year. I think it was junior high. I was an avid reader of Dave Barry and the Chicago Tribune's grizzled Mike Royko, desperately looking for a cute girl in an NPR sweatshirt, something that did not exist at that time. So I decided to write my own slice-of-life newspaper columns in my notebook during class and pass them around the classroom. My friends would laugh and write comments on the back. Sometimes girls would laugh and write comments on the back. Even the teachers, intercepting the missives, would laugh and write comments on the back. I have done something like this almost every day of my life since then, and probably always will. I've gone through a lot of notebooks, and recently a lot of flash drives and computers. The technology changes, but I still know that if the world's electrical grid goes down hard one day, a stash of notebooks and number two pencils is all I really need to keep going. Food, water, and shelter, sure, but I would go to war for notebooks. I suppose I could use birch bark in a pinch. If the trees disappear one day, there is always sand, or ash, or the frost that forms when the sun burns out. Fortunately, the back-to-school clearances are coming. Two thin dimes, and none of that will be necessary.